There are four bills relating to transit-oriented development making their way through the Honolulu City Council. The bills cover various aspects of zoning, development, and affordable housing rules around Oahu's 21 rail transit stations from Kapolei to Alamoana Center. Elizabeth Krieger, chief of the city's Zoning Regulations and Permitting Branch, says the goal is for pedestrian-friendly neighborhoods.
We're looking for street trees and awnings and shade and places for people to gather. We're looking for parking to be set back away from the front of the property. So right now, a lot of the time you have people walking on sidewalks and then a big sea of parking and then a building way in the back. So eventually we would like people to be reversing that.
But developers would have three building permit options, one that fully complies with development standards, another based on the physical limitations of the property, and another requesting a waiver. On top of all that, there are separate rules for the first two transit stations. Acting Department of Planning and Permitting Director Kathy Sokugawa describes the different restrictions for Waipahu and neighboring Westlock.
Their old plantation town is something that defines Waipahu. So they are very concerned about preserving that. Westlock, not so much. If you know the area, the neighborhood, it's fairly large lots, small and large industrial uses, so it doesn't have that same character in Waipahu town.
Waipahu has a building height limit of 60 feet, Westlock 90 feet. Adding even more to the confusion are preliminary affordable housing rules that are contained in two separate bills. These rules could then be consolidated in a third bill once the affordable housing plan is finalized. Land Use Research Foundation Executive Director Dave Arakawa describes the dilemma.
Bill 74 provisions might be inconsistent with Bill 15. So we need to make Bill 74 consistent with Bill 15. But then, several months later, we're going to have the overall affordable housing policy requirements done, and that will supersede and overrule both 74 and 15. So can we just make it simple?
Arakawa says the pending measures will confuse developers and the public. Zoning and Housing Committee Chair Kimberly Pine agrees.
There is a lot of confusion because there's so many different bills moving forward. And so I think that's what we're going to do. We're going to pick a couple of vehicles and then just consolidate all the legislation that includes the affordable housing into one so that we can send a very clear direction to the public of where we're going.
Three of the four bills have a deadline of September 8th for final City Council action. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.